we'd be able to schedule next week, like Monday or something. Just because at the moment I'm actually meeting with an engineer for a commercial property, and so we're at the property now.
Okay. Well, so Colin, like I had mentioned, we do have the listing available now. It would only take a few minutes to kind of go over everything if it's something that you're interested in. I do have my director here now to kind of go over all that with you.
Yeah, if there's not a choice to do the meeting next week, then I guess, yeah, we have to do it now.
Hi, cool. Colin. Colin, my name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here. Jesse wanted me to get on the line, and I'll be very respectful of your time. My job, of course, is to get you the details of the service, how it works, what's included, answer any questions that you have. And then, of course, because it is a young business, Jesse did want me to apply the reduced rate, make it even more affordable, that new in business rate. Happy Friday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
It's good. It's good. Just trying to stay warm right now.
I hear you. Boy, that is something that a lot of people are dealing with right now. You know, I know Jesse does a very good job of outlining at least the basics of the service. Did you have any questions for me at this point, though, other than the price?
No, sir.
Okay, perfect. So it is a comprehensive package. It is designed to get your phone ringing, designed to have your company be one of those top options that people will see anytime they're in your service area. I know your service area might vary a little bit depending on the size and nature of the job. You know, if it's 50 miles or 60, 70 miles, we can easily cover that. It's not just Google. Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps. There's going to be a social media campaign as well. And, of course, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is going to be a flat rate. Being that it's a fairly young company, you actually qualify for the reduced pricing. The new in business rate is by far the lowest rate that we offer to the public. It's not like an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on. No matter how long you keep the service, that reduced pricing does apply. It's kind of more of like an assistance program just to make it more affordable for younger companies because although there are no long-term contracts, we know our clients keep the service long-term because it's profitable to be on the first page where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made. Now, with the new in business rate, it actually saves you a little bit over 50%, saves you exactly $300 each and every single month, and it brings the rate down from what would normally have been $599 a month to a flat rate of exactly $299. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits, 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, big jobs or small. It's just that exact amount. You've got a website. We don't have to build a website for you. Still a lot of content we have to create. Again, the social media campaign, the Facebook ads too. But what I can do is waive the initial setup fee that would normally attach to the first month. So that $299 would be the out-the-door investment, and it would bill once a month on a monthly basis, no contract. So, of course, our job is to get your phone ringing quickly, keep it ringing, and kind of earn your business 1 month at a time. Now, I'm sure you do have questions for me, but at least on the surface, is that something that you would want for your business at this point?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, Google it, right? It's kind of what we say. It's what we do. It's where we go when we don't know who to call. And especially being that the company's fairly new, you know, that's the power of this listing. You haven't been around long enough for traditional word of mouth to consistently be a big factor in getting you new jobs. But every new customer that finds you on Google is someone who can use your services again down the road for a different project or recommend you to their friends and family. So it's really going to help you to grow your business. You've already got that website. Our job is just to make sure that people can find that website just by typing in the keywords related to the services that you provide for roofing or for fencing or for painting, for any of the services that you provide. We'll make sure that the business and that website pop up front and center where people will be able to see it and pick up that phone. Now, you're going to get a detailed reporting and tracking system. You'll see exactly how much work you're getting. You'll see where the work is coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on the first page for each individual search, etc. Now, did you have any other questions, though, for me at this point?
What is your, I guess, turnaround or y'all's expectancy for it to, I guess,
perfect,
show that it's...
Great question. So there is kind of a number of different things that we'll be doing here, and all of it kind of has its own kind of time frame. Google wants us to say 7 to 10 business days for the ads to pop up. That's usually worst case scenario, and it's usually 7 days or less. The Facebook ads too are very quick, and of course with that we can target specific areas where you most want to be found. You already have a website, so that definitely does help. We start creating the content right away. It takes about 3 or 4 business days for us to create all the different destinations and directories that Google wants to see. So it is, like I said, a month-to-month service. We have to get your phone ringing even in that first month. And of course, the second month is even better. Once everything's in place and you're on that first page consistently getting phone calls for any of your services. Now, I mean, obviously you've got help. Do you prefer bigger jobs, smaller jobs? I mean, is any one of those fencing, painting, roofing, power washing?
So our
our
primary thing that we do is roofing.
Roofing, I thought so.
The primary, okay. Whenever we do fencing typically comes along with insurance companies when we do.
Oh.
Gotcha. Don't typically go out and try to get just fences or anything like that. Now, if they come to us, great. We'll do it if the price works. We do a lot of interior and exterior paint, though, just on the side. That's like kind of one of our good gifts for doing. But yeah, other than that, I would say primarily roofing.
Roofing.
Residentials. We'd like to see commercial obviously come in, but in all honesty, with commercial, it's a little bit harder to get just because I'm only 26 years old. They look at me still like a it's a little bit more difficult unless I actually know the supervisor at the commercial place.
Right, yeah. I mean, we can have our focus be the same as your focus, kind of focus a little bit more on residential, but we can also target commercial clients, and if they come your way, if they're willing to work with you, I mean, you're not paying per lead or anything like that, so you can certainly kind of pick and choose the jobs that are going to be most profitable for you. For the roofing, I mean, do you do repairs as well? I mean, are you just looking for tear off and replace, or what do you...
Perfect world, yes, tear off and replace, especially insurance claims, stuff like that.
Yeah, sure.
But we don't shop from repairs, because typically if you do a repair on the homeowner, they're going to call you whenever you have to do the full roof.
Yeah, that's true. That's definitely true. Just wanted to be, kind of getting as much information about what you want from the service, because it's very much tailor-made to your needs, very targeted marketing that we'll be doing here. Now, as far as the tracking goes, I mean, most of the time you're just going to get direct phone calls. Everything has the click-to-call feature. And when we get your phone ringing, is this the number that you want the customers to call, the 972-310-0123? That's the business number?
Yes.
Okay. Is it also the best number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yes.
It is.
Yes.
Is it a smartphone? Can you receive a text message on that number?
Yes.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Yes.
Like I said, most of the time your customers just call you, but when we reach out to you, it is going to be phone, text, email. Emails are usually just for longer pieces of information and something that we would want you to have for your records. What is a good email address either for the company itself or for you?
DivinePathConstruction@gmail.com.
@gmail.com, perfect. It's basically the name of the business, @gmail.com. I did want to ask, though, because I do see it as listed as an LLC. Including the LLC and the branding of the business is totally a personal preference, but I do want it to be listed consistently the same way. The website has Divine Path Construction without the LLC. Is that how you wanted it to remain branded?
It doesn't matter to me either way. I'm not sure if I go on Google now, if whenever I pull it up, if it says LLC or not, to be honest.
Okay. Let me check. Because there really is no right or wrong answer for something like that. It's kind of just a personal preference. It does have the LLC attached to the Google listing. So we could.
Then that's fine. Yeah. We could do
it that way. Yeah, sure. We'll want it to be the same everywhere. And then there's no physical address listed on the Google listing. And I'm assuming that's because the business itself is service-based, right? Meaning that you always go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you, right? There's no physical address,
right, correct,
or mortar showroom. You know, Google expects it to be that way. I mean, you're going out and providing that service, so they wouldn't want anyone driving out to your door and knocking on that door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. But one thing that I did find was an Angie Leads profile, and it does list a physical address, 2650 Ridgeview Circle. Is that like your home? Is that your residence?
Yes.
It is. Okay. We definitely don't want that address listed anywhere. Google doesn't want it listed anywhere either. Now, if you don't have any, Jesse never did get your last name.
Chaney, C-H-A-N-E-Y.
And just to confirm the spelling of your first name, Jesse has that as C-O-L-I-N.
Two L's.
Two L's. I was going to guess two L's, but I wasn't sure if Jesse asked. So C-O-L-L-I-N. And then, Mr. Chaney, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One would be to schedule a follow-up call when you've got a little bit more time. Our client interview, as we call it, our client interview technician will want to get into more detail, you know, kind of talk more about the services, where you want to be found, kind of verify information off of your website, information that I have here, make sure that we know things like the mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, what's unique about the business, if you want us to stay knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We do take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. The other thing that's required of me, and it just takes a couple of minutes, is to read what's called a voice verification. Because we're Google partners, we do have to read it. It gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we're reducing the cost of the service, that in this case we're actually waiving that initial setup fee, et cetera. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. Colin, it's actually pretty straightforward. Before I do get to that voice verification, though, that initial payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
So do I have to pay before I speak with the consultant?
Well, it is to schedule the follow-up call. Yeah, we do get the card on file. We process the payment. We schedule that follow-up call because we're going to start immediately, and we're going to be coming out of pocket with the Facebook ads and things like that. So it does bill proactively like your rent would. You know, you pay on the first, you're paid up until the end of the month. In this case, it would bill from today's date onward, so it would bill the 19th to the 18th. Is there a concern with
it's
the availability of that 1099?
No. So everything's available now. It's just like I told,
got
I think,
it.
Jesse, who I'm
yeah.
the line earlier, I'm at a meeting right now,
right.
and they're just, like, sitting out in the car waiting on me to get out. And
yeah.
so
gotcha.
I need to get out. Is there any way I can give you a call back or schedule a time we can speak? Or
Yeah. I can definitely do that. I can take a look at the client interview calendar. It looks like there's 3 o'clock available, so I can give you a call prior to that. Like, I mean, does 2:30, something like that, work out for you?
Yeah, it should. Yes, sir.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm very.
No. I completely understand. Jesse did put in the notes that you're kind of pressed for time, and I did jump in on the end of that where you're kind of asking to be called back. But I do appreciate the opportunity to speak with you. It's on my calendar right now, and everything is on hold until I talk to you again. I'll call you back at about 2:30, okay?
Awesome. My name was?
My name is Paul.
Paul, awesome. I appreciate it. I'm very interested, and, yes, sir, I appreciate it, and I look forward to speaking to you.
Sounds good, Colin. Mr. Chaney, we'll talk to you in a couple of hours here, or less than that, and looking forward to speaking with you again.
Awesome. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, too. All right. Bye now.